Several years ago, my wife tried to rope me into a 5K. If you were not here for the last two Sundays, 3 weeks ago, I shared a long story about Marley roping me into a 5K. Then I came back the very next week and I shared the same exact story to the point that it made people think I was losing my mind. I mean, I could literally see people like elbowing one another and being like, he's already preaching. I actually had somebody say out into me, to me in the plaza last week after church. They said, I'm so glad you turned that thing around because I was going to be so embarrassed for you. It's like I would have been embarrassed for myself at that point, right? And Marley would have given me what for by the time we got home. How dare you tell that story twice? There's a word that we use when we hear the same stories, the same complaints over and over again. We say that person is a broken record, right? My great sweet grandma Adams was a broken record. She would tell the same stories over and over and over again. And it wasn't because she had memory issues or dementia or anything like that. She just enjoyed telling the same stories over and over again. So our family actually created a system for Grandma Adams. When she started telling the same story over and over again, we simply just put our finger up and that signaled to her, Grandma, we've heard this once before and we're good, okay? We're okay. And she very graciously and lovingly receives the signal, and we were able to talk about other things. You probably would have really messed me up last week if I'd have launched into that story a second time and somebody would have gone. I'd been like, they know the system, and I need to be quiet now, right? Hey, I'm not going to tell you a story this morning that I've already told you, but I do want to read one verse to you that I have read to you in the past. And in fact, I read it to you on the same day that I told you this story. It comes out of Hebrews chapter 12, it's verse 1. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, all the people who have gone on before us, all the people who have paved the way of faith, all the people who have modeled the faith for us, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Okay? I shared that story with you a couple of weeks ago to talk about this idea that I'm not a runner. I don't enjoy running. And in fact, if you want to have a conversation about somebody being a broken record when it comes to physical fitness, going on diets, going to get it right this time, I am a broken record. If my wife had a dollar for every diet I've tried, every program, exercise program I've tried, she wouldn't need my income. Right? She would be set, right, just because of my attempts. And so I realize that as we talk about things like physical fitness, health, exercise, weightlifting, eating healthy, all this kind of stuff, when you get me, you don't get a professional who's speaking to you about these things, but what you do get is you get somebody who's on the journey, okay? This summer, we're going to talk about some things related to our own health and fitness in an effort to image and talk about our church. This summer, we're going to go into a series called Building the Body. And by body, we don't mean our physical bodies, even though our physical bodies are going to be a part of this journey. What we are talking about is the body of the church. You see, one of the things that I hate about myself is the fact that when it comes to things like health and fitness and exercise, I am a broken record. It's very difficult for me to set out on a task and to stay with it. With my personality, one of the worst things that could happen for me is to establish routine because I will inevitably break it. But there are characteristics, there are things that have to be taking place, some level of activity that has to be going on within the physical body in order to see physical results, and the same is true for the life of the church. You see, there's a difference between what it means to be a healthy church and what it means to be a fit church. To be a fit church implies some level of activity. It implies some level of lives being changed, impact being made, faithfulness being lived out. And one of the scary things for me as a pastor is something that I had a board member say to me one time. We were in a board retreat about 2 years ago, and I was asking the question, if Centerpoint died today, what would people say at her funeral? And one of the board members said this. Somebody at her funeral might say, she had great potential. See, I don't want to pastor a church that simply has great potential. I want to pastor a church, and I want my family to live out, and I want to live out with the body of Christ, not simply potential, but to be able to live into whatever it is God has for us to impact the lives and the world and the community around us. And that requires not only a level of health within the church, it requires a level of fitness within the church. And so starting next Sunday, we're going to launch into 12 characteristics of what it means to be a fit church. Some of these are alive and well already at Centerpoint, and we give thanks to God for these. Some of these are going to be characteristics for which we need to give some time and energy and attention to. But as we prepare today to go into this series next Sunday, I want to remind us of this one thing, that this summer you'll be hit with some opportunities to join some health and fitness initiatives by way of a Matt Olson Wednesday night class, by way of a Couch to 5K that Pastor Alyssa will be leading a team through, by way of Saturday morning 7 a.m. soccer, by way of just getting together and doing some things that provide a level of activity and fitness and exercise for you and your family. But one thing that I'm continually reminded of as I think about going into this summer, going into this series, is simply this, that Centerpoint as a church, Centerpoint as a body, won't rise above who we are as individuals. And so in the same way that I think about my prayer life and I draw a circle around me for a prayer life and I say, God, do something within this circle, I think about the realities of what it means to be a fit Christian who's ready to go and do on behalf of God. And that same way, I have to draw a circle and I say, God, do something through me and through my life that will have a larger impact on the community in which I belong. This is the community to which I belong. You are those people, my brothers and my sisters. And God's calling us not only to have a level of potential, but to be able to live out that potential. And that's the conversation we're going to enter into this summer. I'm looking forward to the journey. We're going to hear from a couple of different voices along the way as God speaks through them. And my hope and my prayer is that this summer not only results in a change in my own health and fitness on a personal level, but that it results in a change on the health and the fitness of our church so that we can be more faithful to Him in the days ahead.